this week's parsha. I'm going to try and paraphrase a piece from the Sfasemis, which I think maybe this is what he's saying. Rashi, beginning of the parsha, Chazal Dar, we bring Chazal, that Eschol Gai Gadol, that we say Elokei Avraham Avarechecho Bagal D'Shemecho Elokei Yitzchak Yaakov Vayebrocho Becho Chesrin. So what does it mean that a Brominer gets a Barucho? So let's think about the fact that we say brachas in Shmon Esrei. So the idea of a bracha, bracha is always the idea of an increase. Increase means, we talk about bracha vis-a-vis Kadosh Baruch Hu, that Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence is increased in the world. That's how the Nefesh HaChaim understands the concept of bracha. That more Kadosh Baruch Hu exists in the Bria through our karech of tefillah, through our karech of maisim, we're marbe Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the word bracha, the Maral points out that the three letters are beis reish chaf, beis is two, it's multiple, chaf is 20, it's the 2 times 10, and reish is 2 times 100. So it's always the idea of increase, Rabbi Marba. A mayon is called a brecha, because it constantly produces new water. So the bracha over here is the bracha, we're talking about a bracha, there's a ribuy of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So when we talk about Chayin HaDoas, we're saying that through the process of the version giving das, we're creating more awareness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. There's more presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria as he's Chayin HaDoas. So how does that apply to Magen Avraham? That concept, how would that apply to Magen Avraham? That means that every single day there's a new hashpoah that the Bereshit is mashpia in the Bria, paralleling what Avraham Avinu did when he brought the presence of Kadosh Baruch Hu into the Bria through his recognizing Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then being Kar B'Shem Hashem and presenting Kadosh Baruch Hu to the people in the world and convincing them and explaining to them that clarity. There was a rebate of Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence that hasn't stopped. The Magen Avraham is that the Baruch Hashem is continuing to do that, but the Pasuk is saying, but the Pasuk and the Chazal are saying the Bracha is connected back to Avraham. That which Avraham has set up such a Metzias continues on to this day. That till this day, the Kerach of Avraham, there is going to be a Rebbe of the presence of Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. And that Avraham Avinu did by the recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen is to give, to be meitiv. Avraham Avinu was a meitiv not because he was a nice person, which maybe he was, but it's because he dahered and he understood that that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it because he wants to be a meitiv, and if we want to become the scharbe to Kadosh Baruch Hu, connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and truly understand them, we need to be the same way. That recognition of a human being, and that's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu does, was kaveh and set up in the Bria a mahalach of that's what's going to happen. That's what's going to be, that we will continue. The person will be meitiv, will continue to be meitiv, and mimarber be meitiv, because human beings recognize that, and that'll be source. That'll be our window into seeing a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Rav Avinu was the Rosh Maminim at the same time. Our world of chesed, the world that we do, it's not just because being nice. It's an understanding that that is godliness, that is greatness, that the metzias of milas ha'adam is the ability to give oneself to somebody else. So it's not just we're doing a favor; we're becoming a whole different type of a being. We're becoming more like a Kadosh Baruch Hu at that moment. And that'll be the source of bracha, and that's something which b'chol chayisman, that's going to be the defining element of how the world is going to function. It gives us a little bit of a different perspective on the concept of chesed, Rav Avinu's chesed, Kadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, and what it means that we are supposed to be metivim. Have a good Shabbos.